Do you ever think in the far future, the digital platform will overshadow the print platform?
Oh yeah, the numbers are definitely moving in the direction of digital over print.
If I have it online, I can send a link to my friend. If I have it online, I can scroll down and then send that link to my friend and have them appear on that exact scroll down spot. You know what I mean? Like,
the other thing about the digital platform that I think is really important is that you can get not only easy access to it, but it's like you can access literature far easier in that particular medium, as opposed to what if your local bookstore.
It's just more practical in the grand scheme of things. I don't think there's any reason other than the feeling of turning a page that would deter us from heavily focusing on the digital aspect of the magazine.
Very expensive to produce. It's actually not a particularly environmentally friendly process to create the glossy pages of the magazine.
Okay, so I have a subscription to the New Yorker magazine. I hated reading it on my tablet. It wasn't the same experience.
Like, I get the newspaper, I get the New York Times in paper because I will lose my mind if I read it all on my computer.
And I think there's still need for kids to be away from their screens.
Subconsciously, I know in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm having an easier time reading this because it's on paper.
I still think there's that sense of, especially with young children, of the adult child dynamic. Parents and children like to cuddle up and share a book.
There are a lot of people who make that digital reading time for themselves as well, but they will still say it doesn't feel right. There's something about it that doesn't feel right. I'm losing the essence of something.